Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Recently, a lot of people have been asking this particular question. Is COVID-19 one of the plagues written about in the book of Revelation? It's a very valid question to ask because we are living in an unprecedented time. In our lifetime, we've never seen anything like this. A global pandemic that has so far killed 4 million people, infected 200 million people around the world, and every time we feel like we have this thing under control, it keeps evolving and mutating. And we wonder, you know, is this a sign of the times? It's a natural question to ask. There's nothing wrong with asking the questions. And chances are you've heard a lot of conspiracy theories going around. Today, I want to answer that particular question. Is COVID one of the plagues written about in the book of Revelation? And more importantly, how do you test these theories? Today is COVID, tomorrow it'll be something else. How do you test these things? And I will tell you that there are many theories going around. If you listen to theory after theory, you will drive yourself crazy. The best way to test any of these questions is to go straight to the Word of God, read what the Bible has to say, and then we could answer the question. If you want to learn more about the judgments written about in the book of Revelation, you need to read Revelation chapter 6, chapter 8, and chapter 9. And I will be highlighting a few of those verses today. The book of Revelation consists of three levels of judgments. The first level is called seals. There are seven seals. And then after that, there are seven trumpets of judgment. And then after that, there are seven vials or bowls, depending on which version of the Bible you read, of judgments. And the judgments start from mild and they get increasingly severe as time goes on. So the seal judgments are mild, but the bowl judgments or the vial judgments are severe to the point where people will be begging to die, but God will not let them die. So I want to talk a little bit about some of those judgments, and I can't really go into too much detail. But the one that concerns us are the ones that deal with death. So I want to read about the few judgments that actually deal with death to human beings. So the first one of these will be from Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. Another horse, a fiery red one, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Verse 5, and when he opened the third seal, I heard the living creature say, come and see, and look, I behold, and a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, three quarts of barley for a denarius. In other words, there's famine. Verse 7, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creatures say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death and Hell. And power was given to him over one-fourth of the earth to kill with sword, hunger, death, and by the beasts of the earth. So those are three of the seals that deal with judgments that result in death. The first one is just that he will take peace from the earth and that people will kill one another. So there will be crime, people will kill one another, murders, etc. The second one talks about famine. The fourth one talks about killing people with the sword, hunger, death. So in other words, war. And famine associated with war. And then there is one of the trumpet judgments that deal with death, and that's trumpet number 6. So I'll read from Revelation chapter 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill one third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those that sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. Out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, one third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. All right, so I took a little time to read that, and by all means, read Revelation chapter 6, chapter 8, and chapter 9 on your own. It'll be very interesting reading. But here's a point that I wanted to make. In the book of Revelation, people die by crime, by war, by famine, by beasts. They die by fire, smoke, brimstone. But there is not a single instance in the book of Revelation where anybody died of a pestilence. A pestilence will be the name for a global disease or a pandemic. There's no record of people dying from disease in the entire book of Revelation. In fact, if you search the entire Bible, the word pestilence only shows up twice, and that is in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, where Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars and pestilences, but the end is not yet. In other words, things like pestilences, diseases, pandemics, epidemics, they are part of general degradation of life, society, mankind. But they are not necessarily a sign of the very end times. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "You will hear about these things, but the end is not yet." There will be a general degradation of life, of society. There will always be natural disasters. There will be earthquakes, there will be pestilences, wars, famines, rumors of wars, crime will get worse. All of these things will happen because mankind is under a curse, and that is just a general degradation of life that is predicted in the Bible. But that is not necessarily a sign of the very end of times. Those things have happened all the time. So therefore, a global pandemic is not a sign of the end of times. Now it could be. Jesus Christ could return before I'm finished this message. Jesus Christ could return tomorrow, or Jesus Christ could return in 100 years from now. We don't know. What is happening right now in the world is not a sign that the end is near and the Antichrist is about to be revealed and the trumpet will sound. It could, but it doesn't have to be. In fact, 100 years ago, there was a global pandemic much worse than what's happening right now with COVID-19. It's called the Spanish flu, and it happened in the year 1918 and went on to about 1920. Now, before I talk about that, if you remember the scriptures that I just read, it talks about plagues that kill one third of mankind. Power was given to him to kill one third of mankind. The earth presently has about 7.5 billion people. So one third of that will be 2.5 billion people. COVID has affected so far 200 million people. So I'm saying that to tell you COVID is bad, COVID is terrible, COVID is horrible. But it is nowhere near as bad as the plagues mentioned in the book of Revelation. 100 years ago, like I said, there was the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people. COVID has killed 4 million. The Spanish flu infected 500 million people. Now back then, the Earth's population was 1.5 billion. So the Spanish flu actually affected one third of the world's population, but it did not kill one third of the world's population. It killed one thirtieth of the world's population. So even the Spanish flu, which was more than 10 times as bad as COVID, did not come close to being of biblical proportions. And therein lies the danger of trying to fit current events into the pages of Bible prophecy. Because we have the irony that a plague, a pandemic 100 years ago, came closer to the level of the Revelation plagues than the pandemic that's hitting right now. So it would seem like the 1918 plague was closer to being the end times than the 2020 or the 2021 plague. That's why it is dangerous to try to fit current events into the pages of Bible prophecy. There will always be something. There will always be a war, a rumor of war, a meteor strike, a comet, an eclipse. There will always be something. This is all part of the general degradation of society. There will always be children being disobedient to parents, people loving pleasure more than God. All of these things are part of the degradation of mankind. They are to be expected. There will always be wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences. But the end is not yet. It is only when you start to see plagues of the level and the magnitude of what's written in the book of Revelation. One third of trees being destroyed. One third of the sea being turned to blood. Armies surrounding Jerusalem on every side. Then you know, okay, this is now the end of the end. Other than that, the Bible simply says these things are to be expected. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, general degradation of life. But the end is not yet. And furthermore, when it comes to Bible prophecy, the Bible never paints a picture of gloom and doom for those who are in Christ. Gloom and doom are only those for those who are not in Christ. For those who are in Christ, the Bible says to be watchful, to look for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul mentioned that we should not be troubled in mind or in spirit by any Bible prophecy or anything that's happening around us or any rumor or any conspiracy theory. These things should never cause us fear and panic. We are supposed to be watchful. We are supposed to be joyful, looking for that blessed hope. And if you think the end of the end is near, that's not an excuse to go into conspiracy theory mode. That is a reason to keep on focusing on Christ. Keep on doing what we are supposed to do. The Bible says, we will reap what we sow if we faint not. Now is not the time to faint. The Bible says to preach the word in season and out of season. Even if you find that the season is bad, that's not a time to go into conspiracy mode and to go into fear and panic mode. That's a time to be more locked in with Christ, to pray more, to pray for the salvation of your loved ones more than ever before, to seek God, to pray, to fast, to meditate on His word day and night, to be watchful, looking for that second coming, and using the time wisely to do what God called us to do. If we think that the end of the end is near and the times are upon us, now is the time not to watch for the Antichrist, but to watch for Christ. He never told us to watch for the Antichrist, to be fearful about the mark of the beast, to be fearful of Bible prophecy. He told us to watch for Christ. Keep our eyes on things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Christians have nothing to be fearful about. We need to rejoice in Christ. We need to rejoice that our names are written in the book of life. When everything looks as bad as they could possibly be, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Bible prophecy is something Christians should be hopeful about and joyful about, not fearful. So please do not be afraid of all these conspiracy theories. These conspiracy theories will come and they will go. They always exist. They are part of human nature. And they are always designed to fill you with fear and panic. But the Word of God is designed to set you free from all of these things. Be watchful, be faithful, and keep on serving Christ. God bless you. We'll see you next
time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.